Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building what I like to call an urban echo edit balance framework for rewind-worthy drops in Ableton Live 12, aimed at jungle and old-school DNB vocal edits. Now, before we touch any fancy effects, remember this. Start with the groove, not the effect. If the vocal feels weak, the first thing to check is timing. Does it lock with the snare? Does it land just before the hit, or right on it? In this style, the snare is your anchor. If the vocal and the snare are working together, the whole drop feels more confident and more musical. The idea behind the urban echo balance is simple. We're balancing three things: the dry core of the vocal, the echo tail, and the exact drop placement. The dry core is the clear, intelligible center. The echo tail is the movement and space around it, and drop placement is where that vocal sits in relation to the break, the snare, and the sub. When those three are in sync, the vocal feels big without getting messy. So let's build it step by step. First, choose the right vocal. For jungle and old-school DNB, short is usually better. A spoken phrase, a hype shout, a chopped rap line, or a vocal like run it back, here we go, or bass pressure can work really well. You want something with attitude, a clear first word, and not too much reverb already baked in. Short phrases are easier to control, and that matters a lot in a busy drum and bass mix. Drag that vocal into an audio track in Ableton Live 12 and turn warp on. If it's a longer phrase, use Complex Pro. If it's a short chop or hit, beats can work nicely. Then trim the clip so the first consonant lands cleanly. That tiny bit of precision makes a huge difference. Now let's clean the vocal up with a simple chain. Start with utility for gain staging. You want the vocal peaking somewhere around -12 to -6 dB before the effects. Don't push it too hard too early. In this style, headroom matters. A slightly quieter vocal with a strong echo throw can feel bigger than a loud vocal that's constantly in your face. After utility, add EQ 8. High pass around 80 to 120 Hz so the sub stays clear. If the vocal sounds boxy, dip a little around 200 to 400 Hz. If it gets harsh, tame a bit around 2.5 to 5 kHz. Just be careful not to overdo it. The goal is clarity, not thinning it out. The kick and sub own the low end, so the vocal should stay out of that space. Next, add a compressor or glue compressor. Use a moderate ratio, maybe 2 to 1 or 4 to 1, with a medium attack so you keep a little punch, and a release that breathes with the phrase. Aim for about 3 to 6 dB of gain reduction. If the vocal is more shouty or jumpy, glue compressor can give it a tighter, more unified feel. Then add saturator, but keep it subtle. A little drive, maybe 1 to 4 dB, and soft clip-on can help the vocal cut through noisy breaks and heavy bass. You're not trying to distort it into a mess. You're just giving it a bit more density and edge so it survives in a full jungle arrangement. Now for the fun part, the echo. Add echo after the saturation, but for beginner workflow, I actually recommend putting echo on a return track instead of directly on the vocal. That gives you way more control. Set up return A as echo and return B as reverb. Then you can send only the words or phrases you want to bloom. That's the dubby, old school move right there. For the echo settings, start with a time around 1/8 dotted or 1/4, feedback somewhere between 20 and 45%, and filter the delay so it doesn't clutter the mix. Roll off the low end of the delay, maybe high pass around 200 to 400 Hz, and low pass around 6 to 10 kHz. That keeps the echo from fighting the drums or making the top end too sharp. A little modulation is nice, and ping pong can add width. But be careful not to let the lead drift too wide. The main vocal should still feel centered and strong. Now add a reverb return with hybrid reverb or reverb. Keep the space controlled, a size in the small to medium range, decay around 1.2 to 2.5 seconds, pre-delay around 20 to 40 milliseconds, and cut the lows below about 200 Hz. Also roll off some of the top if it gets splashy. The point is atmosphere, not washing out the groove. In jungle, too much reverb can smear the break and kill the impact of the drop. Here's where the rewind feeling really starts to happen, the echo throw. Keep the vocal mostly dry while it's carrying the phrase, then automate the send to echo and reverb, so only the final word or last syllable blooms out. For example, if your line is run it back, you might keep it fairly dry through most of the phrase, then hit back with a stronger delay send and a touch of reverb. That one moment creates the feeling that the drop could be rewound. You can automate the send levels with track automation or clip envelopes. You can also automate the echo feedback a little higher on the final word if you want a longer tail. Just use this sparingly. A small move at the right moment is often better than a huge effect the whole time. Now balance that vocal against the drums and bass. This is where beginners often get tripped up. The vocal should feel present, but it should not fight the snare. The bass should stay clean and centered, and the delay should not cloud the break groove. If the vocal feels too wet or too crowded, lower the send levels. If the reverb is washing over everything, shorten the decay and high-pass the return even more. If the vocal is still stepping on the groove, try side-chaining the effect return lightly from the kick or snare. Just a few dB of ducking can open up the mix and make the drop feel punchier. That way, the vocal effect breathes around the rhythm instead of sitting on top of it. Another huge part of this style is chopping. Jungle and old school DnB often sound best when the vocal is rhythmically locked in with the drums. Try slicing the phrase into little pieces with simpler or by cutting the clip directly. You can place a syllable on the end of beat too, a pickup before the snare, or a response after a bass stab. Even a tiny pattern like run on beat 4, it on the offbeat, and back on the next downbeat can feel huge when the echo fills the gap afterward. That's the call and response energy. The vocal says something, the drums answer, and the delay throws bounce into the empty space. That contrast is what makes it feel alive. Let's talk arrangement, because a rewind-worthy drop is not just about sound design. It's about drama. Give the listener a little build-up, then create a moment of tension before the main hit. A simple 8-bar idea works well. In the first 4 bars, introduce the vocal with some filtering and not too much delay. In bars 5 and 6, tighten the phrase and increase the tension. In bar 7, let the key vocal line land, then create a tiny gap or a short stop. And in bar 8, hit the full drop with drums and bass. That little pocket of silence, even if it's just an eighth note or quarter beat gap, can make the vocal feel way more powerful. You can also use auto filter before the drop. Low pass the vocal during the build, then open it up right before the hit. A little resonance can add excitement. This is a classic move for darker jungle and heavier DnB. It creates tension without needing a ton of extra layers. If you want a stronger texture, you can also build a two-layer vocal setup. Keep one layer dry, centered, and intelligible. Then create a quieter shadow layer that's filtered, delayed, or pitched slightly up or down. The lead stays clear, and the shadow gives it depth. You can even distort the delay return instead of distorting the vocal itself. That keeps the main phrase readable while the tail gets dirty and characterful. Another useful trick is to check the vocal in mono. If the lead disappears or gets cloudy, simplify the stereo effects and keep the main word centered. In club systems, mono compatibility still matters a lot, especially for lead hooks in drum and bass. So here's the clean template you can reuse. On the vocal track, use utility, EQ8, compressor, and saturator. On return A, put echo and then an EQ8 after it. On return B, use hybrid reverb or reverb and then EQ8 after that. If you want, group the vocal and use a light glue compressor, subtle saturator, and utility on the group for a bit of glue. Keep every stage subtle. In this genre, clarity and movement matter more than giant effect stacks. Let's quickly run through the main mistakes to avoid. Too much reverb can kill the drum energy, so keep it controlled. Echoes that are too loud can blur the drop, so use them like a throw, not constant clutter. Don't let the vocal fight the snare. Don't leave too much low end in the effects. And don't make the vocal special by making it louder all the time. Make it special by giving it contrast. That contrast is the whole point of the framework. Dry versus wet. Full versus stripped. Tight versus open. Spoken versus echoed. The rewind vibe comes from difference, not from constant intensity. For a quick practice exercise, pick a 1 or 2 word vocal phrase like run it back. Warp it, trim it tightly, and set up your vocal chain. Create 2 return tracks, echo and reverb. Keep bars 1 to 3 mostly dry, then push the send on the final word in bar 4. Add a drum break and sub bass underneath. Then balance it until the vocal is clear, the delay is exciting, and the low end still feels heavy. Export the loop, listen on headphones and speakers, and compare how it feels at different volumes. If you want to push it further, make 3 versions, 1 clean, 1 dubby, and 1 darker and grittier. The clean version should feel tight and old school. The dubby one should lean more into throws and space. The gritty one should have more saturation and more texture in the tail. The best version is usually the one that still feels exciting even when played quietly. So the big takeaway is this: in jungle and old school DnB, the vocal is not just a layer. It can be the moment. If you balance the dry core, the echo tail, and the drop placement properly, you can create a vocal edit that feels clear, heavy, dubby, and absolutely ready for the rewind button. All right, save that chain, loop that drop, and start testing different phrases. Once you hear that vocal land with the break and the echo bloom into the gap, you'll know you're in the zone.